The way animals are kept in zoos has evolved a lot in the U.S. over the past 30 years, and part of that has to do with one zookeeper in Phoenix, Arizona. She's come a long way from digging duck ponds in her native Hungary. Naomi Gingold of station KJZZ has her story.
When Hilda Trez was 17, she walked into the office of the director of the Budapest Zoo and demanded a job.
I was a young, ignorant child who doesn't know that you're not supposed to just march into the director's office and tell him things.
And she kept doing it for a year, telling him,
I just want to be a zookeeper. And I think he just did that to shut me up.
The day after she graduated from high school, Trez started at the zoo. Trez grew up in Budapest, but every summer, she'd go to her grandmother's in the countryside. There were cows, pigs, geese, and one time she realized,
there were no lakes or ponds for my grandmother's ducks. So what does a good child do? Digs a big hole, fills it up with water.
And makes a pond. Okay, more like a mud puddle. Her grandmother wasn't exactly excited about it, but Trez thought, you know, ducks need water. She didn't realize that this was an early sign of what she'd be doing later in life. When she was 26, Trez and her husband left Hungary for the U.S., and she ended up at a primate center in Arizona, taking care of 85 chimpanzees. And the experience changed her life.
Because they are just like human, they really are. They try you in every one way.
From skimming to pelt her with poop, to grooming her when they decided they liked her. It required an entirely new level of problem solving and patience. Later, she moved to the Phoenix Zoo, and there, Trez started a program around an idea that was gaining traction in the zoo world, behavioral enrichment. But she says people often don't understand it.
People think that behavioral enrichment is nothing else but entertaining animals, throwing a toy at them, and that's it.
But whether it's changing the architecture of their exhibit or making animals forage and work for their food, behavioral enrichment is about giving animals opportunities that bring out natural behaviors that they'd have in the wild.
When you give an enrichment item for an animal, it has a choice to either interact with it or even not to interact with it. And it's a big difference, even for humans. If you have no choice, you feel helpless. You feel hopeless. You feel angry, depressed. It's the same with animals.
Some might say that no amount of behavioral enrichment makes up for the fact that the animals are being kept in captivity. But Trez says, whatever your opinion of zoos, most of the animals were born in captivity and couldn't survive in their natural habitats.
They don't know how to hunt properly, how to take care of themselves properly. So putting them back to the wild is practically executing them.
If you go to the Phoenix Zoo today, you probably won't notice any of the behavioral enrichment. It's the kind of thing you miss unless someone points it out.
Hi, girl. Come, Sheena.
Sheena is not a puppy. She's a 7,200-pound Asian elephant at the Phoenix Zoo. Trez explains that elephants have two main activities in the wild, eating and walking.
See, so now she will come out, and she has no idea which feeder device has food, making her walking around, making her exercise, making her searching for her food.
In puzzle feeders, the terrain is uneven. There are logs scattered around. It may not be beautiful to the human eye, but the key word here is functionality.
Let me show you another exhibit.
Sure.
In 2007, the Jane Goodall Institute contacted Trez, and today she goes to zoos around the world to help with chimp and animal welfare. Sometimes zoos invite her. Other times, someone reports animal abuse, and she gets brought in. In those cases, zoo staff aren't happy to have her there, but she says they usually come around. Recently, when she left a Sri Lanka zoo, they told her,
we would have thought that you were a Buddhist because you are following the Lord Buddha's teaching without even knowing that you're doing it. And that actually made me feel pretty good about my job. So I think it doesn't matter how I'm getting brought back to those countries, because at the end, what it matters to how I come out. And so far, so good.
Really, she says, it's just about the animals, making sure that they have better lives. For The World, Naomi Gingold, Phoenix.